Welcome to a life-transforming experience with the Word of God from Bishop Napoleon Acien. Napoleon Acien is the son of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the head of the LCI Mission in Cape Town, South Africa. With about 20 years' experience in ministry, Bishop Napoleon Acien has been actively involved with the work of God in Ghana, UK, and now a missionary in South Africa. He stands with his father in the ministry, teaching and emphasizing his word with extraordinary grace and faith. Join us now as he delivers the word of God under the anointing.
So, there's a scripture that we know it in the end. King James, give and it shall be given. Pressed down, shaking together, running over. Men will give back unto your bosom. And these are the wonderful words of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you here? And I believe that one of the things you can do as a Christian is to believe in the absolute words of Jesus. If you don't believe in this, then I don't know why you believe in John 3:16. You know, in the kingdom, in this kingdom, things that are done are different from what is done in the kingdom of darkness. That's why Jesus told the people in John chapter 3 that when you get born again, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. Verse number 5 says, except you are born of the water and spirit, you cannot enter. He was talking about a specific kingdom. And this kingdom has its rules. Every kingdom has a king and subjects. In the kingdom of darkness, to have, you need to save. To have, you need to hold. To have, there's a way. Do you understand? Yeah. In the kingdom of God, to have, you give. Are you there? In this kingdom, the greatest is the least. The servants are the greatest. In this kingdom, the way up is the way down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we don't understand this, we can be in this kingdom, but we will not do well. Because we are in the kingdom of light, but operating with the kingdom of darkness principles. Are you here? In the kingdom of darkness, the greatest person is not the least. It's not the servant. The more pompous, the more bourgeois, the more important the hair, proud you are, that is who you great you are. You need some accolades and titles to actually augment your look. But in this kingdom, the greatest in the kingdom is the servant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you want to go up, you need to go down. He said, except a grain of wheat or a seed falls and dies, if it abides alone. But when it dies, then it will bring forth much fruits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
That is why anytime you have opportunity to give, you are walking the kingdom principles. Hallelujah. So this morning, take your offering, take your tithe, take your seed, and as you sow and as you give, it will leave you, but according to the word of God, unless the word of God is not true, unless Jesus is a liar, unless we have believed in a lie. But if Jesus is not a liar and his words are true, then what he said, give, and it shall be given unto you back, pressed down, shaking together, running over, will men give back. Hallelujah. So with the measure with which, so don't give coins. When you give coins, coins are going to be given back. Hey. So give something wonderful and see how the Lord returns to you. Can you put it there? Luke 6:38. Believe it. I think that one of the things that has happened to the church of God, is we have thrown away the word of God. People preach their minds and what they want. They say things that are not in the Bible. But whatever you want to do, if you are going to benefit from it, base it on the word of God. Because heaven and hell will pass away. but his word will never pass away. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you here? Yeah. The reason why his word will not pass away is he is his word. He is the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why when you fill yourself with the word of God, you don't pass away. You will always be relevant. Hallelujah. So take your seats, take your offering, take your tithes, and let's pray. Lift it high above your head and let's pray. Everyone, if you are giving with your phone, lift it wherever you are. Lift it. We are praying. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this unique opportunity we have to give. We give because we love you, and we love you because you first loved us. Thank you for the opportunity to obey your word and to receive the blessings of obedience. If a man will obey God, God will fulfill his promise. You are not a man to lie. You are not a son of man to repent. What you say comes to pass, and what you speak, Lord, you fulfill it. Thank you for prosperity. Thank you for abundance. Thank you for financial injunction. Thank you for breakthroughs. And thank you for opening doors for your people to know and to see that you reign and rule in the affairs of men. We give you all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by the Word of God. Please worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at LCI Megachurch, Lewisham Way, 79 Parklands Main Road, Cape Town, South Africa.